A teamwork game. A team of about 35 employees had come together for a team building event. They were a young, bright, and enthusiastic team. However, one of their chief problems was the fact that they wouldn't share information or solutions with each other, and the team leader thought they were too focused on themselves and not on the team. As a result, she brought them all into the cafeteria. All of the tables and chairs had been stored away, and fun decorations and hundreds of different colored balloons had been placed around the room. In the center of the room was a big box of balloons that hadn't been blown up yet. The team leader instructed everybody to pick a balloon, blow it up, and write their name on it, but they had to be careful not to burst the balloon. Although they were given a second chance if their first balloon popped, they were out of the game the second time around. In the end, about 30 team members wrote their names without their balloons popping. They were then asked to leave the room, and after 5 minutes, the team leader brought them back in and asked them to find the balloon with their name on it amongst the hundreds of other balloons in the room. After 15 minutes of searching, no one had found their balloon, and the team were told that they were then going to move on to the third round of the activity. In this round, each team member was instructed to find any balloon with a name on it, and then give that balloon to the person whose name was on it. Within 2 minutes, everybody had their own balloon. The team leader summarized the activity thus: "We are much more efficient when we are willing to share with each other, and much better at problem solving when we are working together, not individually." Sometimes members of teams create obstacles by focusing solely on their own pursuits and goals. Every member of the team should ask themselves on a regular basis what they are doing and what they can do for the team.